It's been steady, but we're only halfway through the first day, so you know we're expecting great things. But I think the immediate impression we've got is that being able to offer both general practice and also have the hospital system sort of working together means that we can have a double attack approach against anybody who comes near us, really.
What kind of questions do doctors want to know? What do they want to have answered about recruitment issues?
Generally, I guess they're interested in their lifestyle and what WA can provide them. There's quite a broad range in the types of doctors that we've spoken to today. We've got the types of doctors that have family that are quite interested in discovering WA, yet don't really want to uproot their children and change different schools. So we talk about different options that we can provide there. Then we've spoken to the older type of doctor that's looking for adventure. And then the younger...
Hang on, the older doctors are looking for adventure?
Absolutely, yes, wanting to get out there and explore rural WA and our beautiful sceneries that we have to offer. And we've also spoken to junior type doctors that are looking to experience WA to give them a different skill set.
So attracting doctors is not all about who can pay the most money?
Not necessarily, definitely not, no. It's definitely what WA can provide in terms of lifestyle, in terms of skill set. Would you have anything else to add?
Adventure, adventure, adventure.
Really?
Yeah. We've got there's adventure on the doorstep, and because we sort of cover, every climate, we've got such landmark sites to go and see and, grey nomads at sort of every turn. So, why can't they be GPs?
Is that why, I must say, when I came along to your stand here at the Rural Doctors Association conference, it's kitted out like a tourist promotion bureau rather than something that you'd expect at a doctors conference?
Actually, this is the small version. Rural Health West usually has a banner that sort of expands the full back of the stand. So we've had to sort of downsize for this one just so that we can share it with our sort of hospital partners. But yes, thank you for making us sound like a tourist site, because that's certainly what we like to do. We want to be able to attract people, as tourist centres and tourist shops do.
Well, that's right. You're depicting the vineyards, the coastal settings, the beautiful inland countryside. You've got it all in Western Australia, apparently.
Well, yes, but we know this already, so we just have to sort of get that message out and try and, we need to sort of tell other people that, they need to come and have an adventure, and there's an adventure for everybody, and they can sort of work while they're doing it as well.
Now, you might understand that people in Queensland listening to this interview might feel a little bit threatened by the fact that you're over here promoting Western Australia and trying to lure our doctors that we need right here in Queensland away from us.
They only need to come for a holiday. So we're happy for them to sort of do a locum spot. And if that just means that they're going to do a couple of weeks every year, then great. They can come back to Queensland. They can live in Queensland. But, if they fancy a bit of a break from the kids, or, they want to bring the kids with them, then why not, just go to another part of Australia, experience something a little bit different and, work while you're doing it. Why not?
Western Australia can't be the only health workforce agency working the room here, though. Is there? Does it get a little bit tense or a little bit of rivalry across the bow between the different states?
Oh, we have been known to have sort of, some healthy competition as to sort of who has the worst, the biggest, maybe the biggest spiders, or, the biggest, fires, or the biggest floods. And we're happy to sort of throw that into a conversation that we know another state's having. It's all part of the fun.
For example, why would you go and practice medicine in Western Australia when you've got all those nasty sharks ready to eat you alive?
Yeah, but, I've lived in WA for the last 5 years. I've not seen one, so it's all good.
Now, how will you benchmark your success after the conference is done and dusted? Do you have a performance criteria of how many doctors you need to have recruited by the time you fly home to Perth?
No, we don't have a benchmark or a KPI. If we can get one or two doctors even to come over to WA and experience, that's a win for us. It's also great to come over here and visit your state and see what you have on offer. Actually, WA is quite similar to you guys in terms of sparseness, lots of areas to service. So we're quite similar in that regard.
So in other words, if your Western Australia doctors perhaps wanted to reciprocate and come to Queensland, they'd fit right in here.
Oh, yes, and I'm sure they do. I'm sure they come over for a visit every now and then. But definitely, yes, very similar.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for spending some time with the ABC, and good luck with the rest of your recruiting. Not too much luck, though. We don't want you to be too successful.
Oh. Thanks.
Thank you.